We ought to be mindful of the rules. The process by which petrol stations were sited, to me, was upside down. And the former chair of a select committee on mines and energy is here. He happens to be one of my deputies. By the time you go to the end of the process where things have to be checked, approval had already been given. I have a painful experience in my own village, Kobodumas. There is a station wedged between two primary schools, tight between two primary schools, in a place called Menepo, and the primary school children are running all over the place. On TJ, before I became minister, I tried to stop it, and they had gas with guns.
Now the man has a permit, procured by what means we cannot tell and do not know.
But we have to come back to common sense and insist that there are certain zones within which we will not allow the siting of such dangerous facilities. And it comes back to enforcement of rules. In one instance that is before me, the landlord says, it's my own land, I sold it, so what? What do you get? But I think that is an issue. We have to do something about it drastically and now. And therefore, I have had discussions with MTA, and we'll go down the chain and review all these matters in terms of how the licensing and approvals proceed. It should be possible to also begin to dismantle stations that are dangerously located. It should be possible to dismantle. Because your private need for profit must not overcome the welfare needs of a general society.